This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. The original two things that we've been talking about both have to do with the virus. Michigan protesters and a legislator from Michigan who was censored because he or she, and I'm not really sure which gender is there, he or she kind of went along with the protesters. So we agree with them, even though they are the people that made the law. Now they're protesting the law because who knows, they may have voted against it when it passed. So I'm asking, first of all, are you okay with them protesting? We all agree that they have a right to protest. That's not taken away. That's still there. So as long as they're peaceful and they're not harming anybody, I say leave them alone. If you can't take some protesting, maybe you made a mistake, okay? And regarding the public official, You don't give up your constitutional rights because you're a public official. That doesn't work that way. You still have a voice. Now, maybe this public official was against the law in the first place, thinking it were too onerous, or not. We don't know the answer to that. But I think that they shouldn't be allowed to censor somebody for exercising their free speech, even if he was or she was a member of the community that passed it as a law. All right, that's that. Also, thought we'd have a little bit of fun. You know, fun's not illegal. We can do it. You can have it. Even when I'm angry, I have a little fun inside me. And that is, we got a playlist. An end of the world type playlist. That was my first song on it. Anything to do with Corona virus or COVID-19, I want a song with a title that would apply to that. My first obligation was to give you a good one. I gave you The End of the World by Skeeter Davis. And then somebody, who was it? You, Tony, went with The End?
Yeah, I said The End by The Doors. I also mentioned Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Oh, yeah, and Gilbert O'Sullivan, Alone Again Naturally. Da-da-da-da-da-da-dum. I listen to that song a lot.
It was a good song. Is that obscure enough?
Exactly. Let me see. All right, the governor at 11:30. Mr. Beamer at the controls. He's not back yet. Okay. You're welcome to give us a text. We get a lot of good texts. Facebook is, just so you'll know the lay of the land here, Facebook is governed by Mr. Joseph Beamer and my assistant right here, my fiance, Bernadette Pollock. And Bernadette also looks over text. Okay, Joe, what do you got for Facebook for us?
Yes, I apologize for my absence, but
no, that's all right. Better than having to mop up the studio. Go ahead.
Jeffrey says, it's their right to protest. I guess it's their right to dress however they would like. However, I would not dress like that.
Well, I'm trying to remember how they dress. Some of them dress like Rambo. I know, I remember that. And some of the women, I think, were in costume dressed like hookers. I would hope they were in costume dressed as hookers. Maybe they just like to dress as hookers. But the bottom line, is that what I remember about that? Because that happened several weeks ago. Do you remember the women dressed as hookers?
Hmm. You think I would remember that?
Yeah, it's easy to spot. They have a changer on their belt and plastic boots. Yeah. You remember the plastic boots? They're really in style.
These boots are made for walking.
Yeah, Nancy Sinatra boots. Very, very nice. Yeah, I don't remember what they were wearing, and I don't want to ask any of them, what are you wearing? It puts you in a bad crowd, you know what I mean?
Or you could be Jake from State Farm and say that you're wearing khakis.
Jake, what are you wearing? Khakis. I see that they're using Jake. They still are using Jake from State Farm, even though the it's been used in a lot of parodies.
They're using now, two different Jakes, too.
Oh, that's right. Don't they have a black Jake and a white Jake?
Yes.
Well, that's what they do now. Have you noticed any commercial on television? It's a mixed family. Every single one of them. Doesn't matter what it's for. I think they want to be politically correct so that no one can ever go into that ad agency and say, look, I'm from Scandinavia, and you have no Scandinavians in your commercials. They don't want to say that, so they try and list as many of mixed racial commercials as possible so that when you come to complain, you won't have anything to complain about. All right, Beamer, I could use another one, please.
All right, Ken says they're right. Virus numbers are being padded since many areas don't test the dead or label all deaths as COVID-related. Not testing enough. Convenience? I'm sorry, not testing enough, hoping to get more federal money. This virus is overblown and overreacted. Death rate per household, I'm sorry, per thousand. I'm having a bad time reading this one. Per thousand is about 1% or lower.
Are you new in this country? did you learn to, where did you learn to read?
The sad thing is, this
is like everything's on delay, right? You ever see television? Before the next person can answer, the first person talks again. And therefore, it looks like they're right next to each other, but they're not. You see, it looks like a little frame. That means they're in separate places. But because they're in delay, one person isn't done, and the next person is already starting. And that was a little sample of what it sounds like. Oh, man.
I'm sorry,
all
Sandy.
Right. No, don't. Hey, love is never having to say you're sorry. All right. Let's see. What do we got? Let's take a break, and then we'll return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. All right. Let's go to Pete on line 5. Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sand. Look, tough times. You know what? If they're going to go out there and that's their right. That's the American right. That's
right.
The free and the home of the brave. The brave
and the land of the free. That's right.
That's right. Now listen, what we are seeing lately every day out of D.C. and all these people, the talking heads, the Anderson Coopers, the CNNs, is a complete double standard for us to see, not only with everything to do with the coronavirus and like when they're reporting the bad economy, it's Trump's bad economy. Oh, yeah, nothing about the virus, meaning, you know, everybody knows it is, but God forbid would they say that. And now, concealed documentation in 2011 for Joe Biden can't be brought out to prove this whole Tara Reid thing. Now, I'm telling you right now, if Richard Barr and John Durham don't do their damn jobs, okay, that's it for the U.S. That's it. You cannot live in a society that you guys have put together with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and have two sets of laws. I don't ever, there's not one day, Sandy, I don't get up and think of where is John Durham and where is Richard Barr, the coronavirus or not. They have documentation. They have everything. Sandy, where the hell are they?
Yeah, well, if they haven't done it when we didn't have any kind of a quarantine, the expectations that they do it in the middle of one are perhaps more than they can oblige at the time. But I agree with you. And look, there is also an article by a New York newspaper that says that now Joe Biden, they're naming five people that are related to Biden that have benefited from when he was vice president. Five of them. So you got that with Biden. You got the female accuser with Biden. And all of the former female defenders are all handing their support to him. That's a great news story. It's not virus related, but it's a great news story. So there's a lot of things going on beyond the virus that we're not hearing anything about.
And you know as well as I do, and Anderson Cooper, ABC, NBC, CNBC, MSNBC, they are liars, cheats, and scumbags. There's no question about it, because they refuse to give the news to the consumer properly. And they are news consumers, but they're also American citizens who had uncles and aunts, grandfathers and grandmothers that fought for this country, fought for the freedoms that they themselves, Sandy, are destroying today.
I don't know how they can live with themselves. If they're people who are to be respected, how can they knowingly do that? And if they're not knowingly doing it, then they're just incompetent and shouldn't be in their positions. But either way, they can't have a conscience and go home at night feeling they've done their job.
Yeah, listen to this, though, Sandy. We know that there's probably not going to be a vaccine. There's going to be a second wave. When? Oh, the beginning of September. What's going to happen? November 4th, the federal election. We can't have that. There's got to be home pickup ballots. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Tanisha, Tyrone, and Johnny will be over to pick up anti-Ruth's, ballot. Oh, it's okay. Everything's fine.
Well, let's hope that things go as planned, especially the presidential election. I don't think it's going to get postponed. Let's hope they don't do anything with it. Thank you. Thank you, Pete. Thank you very much. Let's go to Christine, who's on line 4. Christine, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Christine.
I would just like to comment on two topics that you brought up earlier in the week. One, you brought up the day of prayer. I just thought people would be interested to know that Cardinal Dolan, tomorrow morning, by a special service at St. Patrick's, is dedicating the United States to the Blessed Virgin Mary for our healing.
Oh, that's good. I had not heard that. Yeah.
And the other thing is, you brought up about the fact that it would be nice if there would be a truck delivering food to the houses. And there is a nationwide company called Schwann in all the states, and they deliver frozen food from pies and cookies to meat to vegetables to fish in here in Western New York. And I would, and you can order by phone or you can order by computer. And all that food is ready-made and easily just to be warmed up.
Yeah, I've heard of it. In Wisconsin, they had a big presence in Wisconsin, and I got my fair amount of comedy saying I was waiting for my Schwann's. but thank you for telling us that. Thank you for the call. Tony, have you ever had Schwann's?
Absolutely. My mother used to order Schwann's goods all the time.
Your mother liked Schwann's?
Yes, yes. The Schwann's truck would always be
Tony,
out front.
Tony! How about you, Beamer?
Oh, yeah, the Schwann's truck used to stop at the Beamer house a lot. The corn dogs.
Yes, the corn dogs.
Corn dogs from the Schwann's truck, huh?
The Schwann's corn dogs were delicious.
Was the Schwann's there every day, or did you have to make an appointment with the Schwann's?
I think back in the day, the Schwann's truck stopped at the Beamer house twice a week. If not once a week, it was twice a week.
You had bi-daily Schwann's at your house.
Sandy, I used to have, as a snack, 2 or 3 corn dogs a day. That's how I got to be so...
You grew up on Schwann's.
Yeah. Sure did.
And Tony's mother, his sainted mother, loved Schwann's.
To tell you how much we love Schwann's, shout out to Tiny, who used to deliver to my mother.
Tiny
Schwann's?
Yeah,
he's 6'7".
You kind of missed the point there, Tony.
I know.
Is there such
thing? I'm trying to steer the ship in the right direction.
Tiny Schwann's, I like that. Good luck with him if he's trying to get a job. Imagine he fills out the job app and it says name, Tiny Schwann's.
He is tall.
He's tall. He's a tall Schwanz.
Yeah, in fact, he played basketball in North Carolina. I forgot what
really?
Former NBA player was on his high school team.
I am very happy. Now I'll have to stop the Schwanz talk because I have my beloved friend Ella from West Seneca on line two, I think. Yep, line two. Hello, Ella.
Good morning, Sandy.
How are you?
First of all, I want to thank you for your kind words the other day.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Why not? People often have things they'd like to say and don't say them. I believe in saying them.
Yeah, your previous caller, I too was a Democrat until the year that Franklin Roosevelt was running for three terms. And at that point in time, I was a happy wife and mother, so I didn't pay much attention to politics. But the argument was you can't change horses in the middle of the stream.
That's right. We're in the middle of World War II.
Yeah. I said, this doesn't make sense to me. And I was young then. I didn't pay attention to politics. What if the horse drops dead? You're going to have to change horses.
Well, yeah, and the horse did drop dead, actually.
And I dropped out. Now, as for your questions today, I think we all have the right to protest. I'm sad at what's happening in our country today. I can't believe it. It's so full of nonsense. But whether it does any good or not, that's a horse of another color.
It really is a confusing, not confusing as much as you just had enough of it every day. Same thing. There's no change of pace. There's no sunshine anymore.
And as far as a suggestion for a song, and I was glad to hear the previous caller about what's going to, the prayers. As far as a song, there's one song that was called I Believe.
Oh, yeah, I believe for every drop of rain must fall, a flower grows. Sure, very good song.
And seeing how we've tossed God so much out of our lives, Sandy, I think this would be very appropriate.
Well, you seem to have a good grip on the psyche of what America would like. I think we're all looking for a change of pace, something different than what we've got now.
Well, this isn't the world I grew up in, Sandy.
Well, no, I mean, we all go through changes, but we're in a particularly dour period of the country right now, and it's only our memories of how vibrant our country can be when we're in that kind of a period that gets us through.
And my gut feeling is, and this is only my feelings, I think this is a wake-up call for all of us.
Well, I hope I'm misreading your thing about a wake-up call. I hope it's not the end of this. We just have to modify what we've got, I think.
No, it's waking up and fly right. We were given the best guidelines for living.
Sure.
But a lot of people, not all, a lot of people are not doing it at all.
Don't appreciate it. That's true. Well, thank you, Ella. Have a good weekend. I know you'll be here tomorrow. I'm off on Friday, so I will not be here. But have a good weekend after that, okay?
Thank you very much, Sam.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. That's our dear Ella. We love Ella. Andrew Cuomo is next. We don't always love Andrew Cuomo. I think he's doing a pretty good job in these press conferences, but he's still underneath that. He's the real Andrew Cuomo, which you are waiting for him to emerge. All right. I either will see you after the news or I won't, because we're going to news and the governor is scheduled to speak at 11:30. We'll see what happens first on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.